Hello and welcome to Baylor Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week we go in depth with Baylor leaders, professors, and more, discussing important topics in higher education, research, and student life. I'm Derek Smith, and today we are talking about the Bears on the program, the Bears Judge Joy and Judge Lady. And we are talking about them today with Dakota Farquhar-Cadell and Bailey Havis. Dakota serves as Associate Director of Student Activities and the Robert Reed Director of the Baylor Chamber of Commerce. In that role, he provides oversight and support to a number of university-wide traditions, including supervising the team of student caretakers for Baylor's famous Black Bears, Judge Joy and Judge Lady. Bailey Havis is one of two lead caretakers in the Baylor Bear program. A rising senior psychology major from Kerrville, Texas, she joined the program in 2018. Baylor has cared for live bears since 1917, and this beloved tradition is made possible by the deep care provided by the Baylor Chamber of Commerce and members of the Bear program and lead team who serve the health and well-being of Joy and Lady, as they have done for preceding generations of bears since 1940. We're going to get to go inside the bear habitat today virtually, or at least to get a little mental tour of them today with Dakota and Bailey. Dakota and Bailey, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Derek. We're so excited to talk about one of Baylor's most unique facets and oldest traditions, what we like to call the world's most beloved Black Bears. And I'm extra thankful, Bailey, you signed on to be on this with me, too. She's one of the hardest working, most earnest, caring students I know, and it's not every day folks get to hear from a real life college student taking care of real life bears. So this will be a fun
time.
That's
right.
Well, thanks, Dakota, for that kind introduction. I'm so happy to be here as well. I could talk about Joy and Lady for hours. So this is definitely going to be a treat for us as well.
Let's just dive right in. Bailey, let's start with you. What's a typical summer day look like in the life of Lady and Joy, the constants for this time of year for them?
Yeah, so a typical day for Joy and Lady includes waking up to breakfast around 9 a.m., where, for example, this morning they got some fresh salmon, some Greek yogurt, and some fresh strawberries, along with some pecans that we kind of sprinkled throughout the yard for what we call foraging enrichment. After breakfast, they might go for a swim or play with one of their floating toys in the pool. Bears actually love to sleep, so we consider our bears to be champion nap takers. They could actually sleep up to 17 or 18 hours a day, which we really don't want them to be doing. And so we schedule different activities throughout the day where they can get lots of rest time, but also a lot of active time. We typically offer some specialized enrichment in the afternoons that are usually goal-based, specifically trying to plan activities for them that kind of help with their geriatric season. We give them different activities that help them ward off arthritis or other, health situations that come with old age. Then if there's like a scheduled educational presentation, the bears will help engage with those. And then before we know it, it's already dinner time, which is typically around 5 or 6 p.m. And that entails a pretty similar meal as what they get for breakfast. But instead of a nice fruit, they get a nice little vegetable to go with that instead. So, yeah.
I think most people have, most people, particularly in the Baylor family, have seen them. Most people know a little bit about them, but maybe not a lot about them. Could both of you share with us some of your favorite biographical bits of information about Lady and Joy?
Yeah, sure. One of the most common things we get from people is, hey, how can we tell which one's Joy, which one's Lady, when folks are passing by asking questions? And so we'll start with that one. For those of us who get to spend many days with them, we can tell by their temperament and just the way they walk. But for any other folks that are passing by and want to tell, you can always tell because we say Joy sits a little lower to the ground. She's what we call a fluffier bear. And she's a little shorter, while Lady's a little taller and skinnier. And Lady stands about 6 feet tall. Joy also has this white birthmark on her chest. It's like a little white patch of fur. Most people don't know, but bears can have birthmarks too. And then if you ever see them doing sickums, they can, what we call a learned behavior. Joy does a sickum with her right paw, while Lady does a sickum with her left paw. So we like to say we didn't know this until we had Joy and Lady, but apparently bears have a dominant paw too. So Lady might be left pawed. Who knows?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So Judge Joy and Judge Lady were born in Bandon, Oregon. They moved here to Waco when they were just about 3 months old. So Joy actually turned 19 on January 27th, and her little sister Lady turned 18 just a couple days later on January 31st. So they actually both came from a litter of two. So they both have a twin brother, and those two bears actually live in Oregon now. So Judge Joy and Judge Lady are American black bears. Many people ask why they're black bears when they're typically a cinnamon or brown color. Well, they're actually a subspecies of black bear, specifically that cinnamon color. So black bears can come in all colors. They can range from black to brown, red, and even white sometimes. But you can always tell that they're black bears by the shape of their snout. So
we're talking about Baylor's bears, Joy and Lady, with Dakota Farquhar Cadell and Bailey Havis. Bailey, you mentioned their typical day, foods that you feed them. Do each of them have favorite foods, or can you tell what they like more than others?
Yes, sir, for sure. So Joy really loves apricots, and Lady likes them as well, but we would say that her favorite is probably pineapples. So those are two of our more what we call hot baits. And so we don't give them on a regular basis just because they're super motivated by food. And so, you know, if we give them their favorite snacks, they'll be a little bit more willing to do what we ask them. So they also, the two of them both really love maraschino cherries and peanut butter. So those are also two of their favorite snacks for sure. Joy isn't a big fan of green apples. But Lady's just fine with them. But yeah, so it's interesting to see their favorites, and it's really fun to kind of get to know that as well.
About a year ago, we started a partnership with a nutrition class on campus, and some undergraduate students who were taking a nutrition class analyzed their caloric intake every day. And so they looked at their diet records for the last, 5 years, and helped us track the calories they were eating and asked them really good questions about nutritionists. And so it was a fun collaboration where a regular student who doesn't normally get to engage with the bears was able to help us analyze their diet, which is very helpful.
That's really cool. What were some of the things you were looking for in that?
Well, a lot of it is about weight management. And as they age, we want to make sure we're really on target with their target weight. And so we weigh them actually once a week or once every 2 weeks, depending on the season, and adjust their diet accordingly. I would say that their diet is probably better regulated than most of ours. And, they get some of their freshest food, and everything they get fed is weighed and charted to make sure that it's for their best health. So we're really proud of that. Some of the nutrition students ask some really good questions. They ask things like, why do you give them vegetables at night and fruit in the morning? And we were like, well, this vegetable feels like a more morning fruit. And they said, well, why don't you mix it up? And, so they had some good ideas and had some ideas for different fruits and vegetables we hadn't tried in a while.
You mentioned their weight. About how much do they weigh?
Yeah, Bailey, I think right now, are they about 250 right now each?
About 260, yeah. Closer to 260, but we're 260? Shooting to get that down to 250 in the summer months. So.
And that 10, that like Bailey said, depending on the season, they have different weight goals. And so right now, they're at their target weight. And so we'll just keep monitoring that.
We are visiting with Dakota Farquhar Cadell from Baylor Student Activities, Associate Director of Student Activities, and Robert Reed, Director of the Baylor Chamber of Commerce, and Bailey Havis. Bailey is one of two lead caretakers in the Baylor Bear Program. And Dakota, we got some good news earlier this month, is that Lady is doing well after a December health scare. And remember, people probably remember this if they don't remember exactly what exactly she was facing. She underwent a first-of-its-kind treatment called tomotherapy for a benign thioma on her chest, and the latest checkup revealed that the mass hasn't grown and shouldn't cause her discomfort. So that is great news, and I know a lot of people in the Baylor family were really following along and praying for her. And take us through that from your standpoint. What was it like realizing that she had a potential health issue? And what have those last few months been like in, kind of getting to this point where thankfully we find out she's doing well?
Sure. Well, that's a great question, Derek. It's been a roller coaster. As we know now, the roller coaster ended well. But we got that good news recently, and it has been emotionally taxing for all of us. And when we first learned of this, we learned it during a routine checkup. So you know, most of our routine checkups, we have routine checkups monthly and annually with our bears, and nearly all of them are non-invasive. In fact, all of the learned behaviors they do, like sick-ems and smiles and walks, stands, things like that, scratch, they're all used in voluntary vet care, which means on any typical day, one of our veterinarians can come check them out and do it completely voluntary. So they can check their teeth, check their movement, pulsate muscles, things like that, even inject, give them, you know, antibiotics or anything they might need voluntarily. So we're really proud of that type of voluntary vet care that they're able to have. But once every, you know, 5 years or so, we do a really comprehensive deep exam in which they have to be anesthetized temporarily. And so we can get adequate blood work, CT scans, do the whole, run the whole gamut. And so that's when we discovered the mass. It was during one of our, you know, more rare comprehensive exams that are precautionary. And we're really glad we found it when we did, because it gave her no discomfort. You know, Lady doesn't even know she has it because we caught it early enough. But it was really hard to hear that at first. And, but, you know, long story short, the entire process after that was really well vetted. We moved super quickly because we wanted to make sure we gave her the care she needed. We consulted our veterinarians. We consulted our animal care training partners, our colleagues around the country. We even chatted with Mike the Tiger's team for LSU to kind of bounce some ideas back and forth with them. We had a really thorough plan moving forward to treat it, and we felt really good about it. Honestly, Derek, we were in the best scenario possible. I mean, we're just down the road from a university that may not be named right now. Just kidding. We love our Aggies, but we're just down the road.
We'll give them a shout out. We appreciate our rivals helping us out on this. Yeah.
We sure do. We were down the road from them. We had the best scenario at our fingertips, and we had the resources and the Baylor family that was behind us and caring for a Lady. So even though we were in the best case scenario, it's still scary when you're in the middle of a health development like this. And so I was thinking back, remembering meeting the students at the Habitat around 5 a.m. the first morning we were taking Lady down to College Station to get the treatment. And I just remember, like, feeling the weight of the moment in the air, you know, like knowing that this is a big day for a bear that we love really dearly. And so we loaded her up, you know, it's still dark outside, and we wanted to get there bright and early so we could have the whole day for her to go through the procedure. And she loaded up into the transfer unit, and the students drove her there, and I was in the follow car behind them. I just remember being on the road to College Station. The sun was rising, and Lady was in the trailer in front of us. And I just cried. Like, I think looking back, mm-hmm. it might have been because we were on the way to Aggieland. But what I really think it was because the release of the, it was a release of a high stress and tension in the known. And while we knew we were doing all the right steps and we had the best care in the world, it wasn't even really about me. I just remember thinking and feeling, you know, the deep and abiding commitment and care that our whole family has for Lady. And it was a big moment. And while I felt confident that it would be okay, it still felt heavy. And so fast forward some, you know, we went through some great treatments. Our team in College Station was exceptional and always has been treated us exceptionally well. She came back, we got her back to campus, and she recovered in incredible time ahead of her schedule. I also remember the day, about a week or two after the procedures, she ate her first solid foods, and we just rejoiced. We were like, this is great, you know, she's back on solid food, she's feeling great, she's climbing again, she's feeling like her best self. And then I remember the irony in all of this is that the last few months have been draining for us humans. Lady has little to no sense that anything is wrong in the world, which gives me a lot of solace, you know, and hope. Mm-hmm. So what's really awesome about the medication and the procedure is that even the anesthesia that we had to use for her actually is a reverse anesthesia. And so it makes it to where she doesn't even remember getting the anesthesia. She likely doesn't even remember being in College Station. What she remembers is taking a really long, deep nap, waking up, maybe having a little sore throat because of some of the tube we had to use. But other than that, after a week or so, she doesn't even realize anything was wrong.
That's fantastic. And so she's doing well, and probably, yeah, harder on you. Obviously, it's just when you think about what these bears, I think anyone who has a pet that they love knows what a member of the family they can be. And I know it's a little bit different, but how much of part of the family for both of you, Dakota and Bailey, do these bears become?
Yeah, truthfully, they are such an important part of my life right now. It's crazy to think that in such a short amount of time, these two beautiful, exotic animals have taught me so much about myself and others, and you know, just the importance of caring for other people and animals and God's creation. They really truthfully mean so much to me. Like when I get to go home for a weekend or get to spend some time with my family in Kerrville, I usually wake up in a panic, like, oh wait, the bears. And then I always have this like feeling throughout the day that I'm missing something, not having, you know, them just right down the road. So I there's really no other words to put it other than they truly are just a part of our family and just a part of who we are now.
Yeah, they are. They are. And I liking it to the idea of having a dog or something. I mean, it's not that outlandish of an analogy. I mean, they're a bear, but they really, you know, I have three kids at home, and every day my kids ask me, how are Jory and Lady doing? And can I come with you to see them? So they're, I mean, they kind of seep into all of our lives. And, you know, Bailey and the team of students caring for them are, they're there making their Thanksgiving Day feast on Thanksgiving. We're giving them presents and stockings on Christmas morning, even scooping poop on New Year's Eve. I mean, all of it. They are there for. And when you share those sorts of moments with them, you just, you know, we can't help but be attached and care for them deeply.
Well, you guys know their personalities better than obviously just about anybody. What should we know about their personalities and the way they interact with the people they see on a regular basis?
Yeah, I love this question because they really are so unique from one another. And so most often bears actually are rather solitary animals. But when they do live in a sleuth, which is a group of bears, there's usually an alpha-beta relationship. So in our case, Joy is the alpha bear, and Lady is the beta. So that means that Joy goes inside and comes inside goes outside and comes inside first. She likes to eat first, and it's not uncommon for her to naturally assert her presence, throughout the day. Joy is honestly just an absolute princess. More often than not, you'll see her sitting by the window or the fence in her yard, posing and just kind of sitting there and looking pretty, waiting to have visitors come admire her. She's a bit of a drama queen sometimes. Like when it rains, she doesn't like to go outside because she doesn't want to get her paws in the mud. So it takes her a few minutes to go out there. And she likes to do things kind of on her time. Whereas Lady, on the other hand, she's far more adventurous. She loves to climb and dig and swim and kind of just lay around in the mud. Yeah, so she's definitely our more adventurous and kind of carefree bear, whereas Lady's kind of our more, you know, proper and delicate bear.
Yeah, and our students, I don't know if you know much about the Enneagram, Derek, but we play a game where we try to guess our Joy Lady's Enneagram number. And so any Enneagram fans out there, we like to say Joy might be an Enneagram 8, even though you're not the type other people. She is definitely a force to be reckoned with. And some people think, you know, Lady's a little more of an enigma. She might be a 7, a 6, or a 9. We're really trying to figure that out. But then the other day, they're also talking about their love languages. So we like to say Lady is for sure a words of affirmation love language recipient. She loves to be told, good girl, she's doing great, good climb, you know. And while Joy, what did we say, Bailey? I think we said she's an act of service or food.
Yeah.
One of those two.
For sure.
So they're both very different, but they compliment, just like any kind of sister pairing, you would think, you know, they compliment each other pretty nicely.
For sure.
Well, that makes it very easy to grasp. That's really good stuff as we visit with Dakota Farquhar-Cadell and Bailey Havis, talking about Baylor's Bears, Joy and Lady here on Baylor Connections. And, you know, obviously getting to talk to you, we have the standpoint of you on staff, Dakota, overseeing the students, you, Bailey, doing that work as a student. What goes in to preparing student workers to care for the bears? What's the training look like? And what are some of the things, Dakota, obviously you're thinking about, okay, safety for health and safety for the bear, health and safety for the students, health and safety for anyone who comes in contact with them. So from various angles, what does that look like?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, safety is always our utmost priority. So we have a lot of fun getting to care for two bears, but safety is always first. You know, we're a Class D zoo regulated by the USDA, and we're also an active involved with AZA, which is the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, and we attend that conference once a year. And so we first lean on our experts in the field. So when we go, I take students once a year to AZA conference around the country, and we present our own findings with our zoo colleagues about best practices for animal husbandry and engagement, and in that is safety and policies. And the same thing goes for USDA. We're subject to random inspections throughout the year for the USDA inspectors to make sure our habitat is in the utmost quality, both safety and the way we provide care for our bears. And so that's kind of the first level. All of our students are first aid and CPR certified. They also all have their food handler license because we give them fresh meat and good food each day. So Joy and Lady, our food is prepared for by people that have their food handler license. And then we also have really good partners around the whole university, Derek. We have a team of administrators ranging from public safety to PD to our animal scientists and all across the board, student life representatives that help speak into our SOPs regularly. And so, you know, Bailey can talk a little bit more about how she came into the program, but Bailey's a good example. She's been around Joy and Lady since she was a new student here on campus and has learned a lot from peer mentorship. She has learned from other caretakers and students that have come before her, and that's just kind of the way we go about it. But like you said earlier, safety is always kind of most important to us.
Yeah, we kind of have a motto in the habitat. You know, most people say you learn something by doing it over and over again. But in the habitat, it's very different. You have to learn by, you know, talking and asking questions and watching. And so that's a key aspect of our peer mentorship inside of the program within other students. It kind of starts from the top down. And so, you know, I had the opportunity to learn from previous lead caretakers. And then Corbin and I, my fellow lead caretaker, he and I just kind of work every day to make sure that we're teaching, you know, the newer kids what we're doing and why we're doing it and how we're doing it to ensure that safety is, you know, the utmost importance. So that way we're providing the best well-being that we can for Joy and Lady, as well as for the students that are working in there.
Bailey, are there ways that are best for you to kind of physically interact in the sense of the way you move around them? For instance, I know, you know, when you're meeting a new dog for the first time, dogs don't like, say, a sudden movement from someone they don't know, or for you to kind of lunge towards them. What are some ways that are best to interact with the bears just for their own comfort?
Yes, sir. So very similar to what you mentioned about interacting with a new dog. Yeah, we would never run in the habitat. You know, you're always walking slowly and carefully. And we, you know, our big shovels and stuff that we carry to scoop their poop, we try to hold those close to our bodies and kind of low. So it's not intimidating for them. They kind of interact with each other a lot, even inside. And so when that happens, we try to be even more cautious just because, it's a lot going on for them. So yeah, it's definitely similar to a new dog. But for sure, just mostly walking very slowly and being intentional. They really like to know kind of where your next step is going to be. And so we're really intentional with like, if giving them food or something like that, you would never cover it, before putting it in there, because they're very, food motivated and they like to kind of know what's going on as much as they can.
As we head into the final few moments here on the program, I want to ask you to kind of zoom back out a little bit. Dakota, when you think about Joy and Lady, whether it's Baylor family members kind of coming back to campus and they want to go see the bears and they want to take their kids to the bears, one of the first places they go on campus, or school groups, what should we know about, just from your sense of what Joy and Lady mean to Baylor University and to the Baylor family?
That's such a good question. So, Derek, I have memories from when I was a kid, coming back for homecoming when I was real little, and going over to visit Penland with my dad. He used to live in Penland, and eat a meal in the Penland dining hall, walking over and then looking at the pit, you know, before the habitat, before our kind of state-of-the-art place we have now. And then I remember coming back as a student at Baylor and being in the chamber and getting, you know, I was never a lead trainer like Bailey, but I sure did scoop a lot of poop. And that was when Joy and Lady were just, you know, a couple years old, you know, 3 or 4 or 5. And so I can really relate to this idea that people all over the Baylor community, it's almost like a thread that ties us together. You know, we have our bears and we love them as our own. I like to think of, you know, we have 20 students that are on the bear program that help care for Joy and Lady each day. But in reality, it's a community campus-wide commitment. Across the country, we have folks, you know, even on social media, who are looking out for our bears every day, checking in on them, asking us, how are they doing? What are they having to eat? And I think that means a whole lot to know that we have a whole university community caring for our animals. It's something that, you know, other zoos or conservation areas don't get. You know, they don't get a whole rallying community to support the bears. And so that's one thing. We've had proposals at the habitat. We've had people, you know, getting Joy was actually a ring bearer for someone when she was a cub. So, I mean, wow. They have been an intricate part of people's lives for their whole lives. And we have folks come back that bring their kids who they were here when Joy and Lady were cubs too. And they can say, hey, you know, to their kids, like, look, these are my bears. And so I think it's more than just having bears on campus. It's a way we get to educate and connect with the community. It's a way we get to really live out this idea that we're committed to stewarding God's creation with lots of care and joy and hope. And that's one thing that Baylor's always been about. And this is one way we can do that. So I'm grateful for it.
As we close, I think you've probably already answered this question, both of you, but I want to ask specifically kind of one final takeaway. When you think about working with Joy and Lady, what is it about them or what aspect of that role most brings a smile to your face?
Yeah, man, I just love the relationship that I've been given the opportunity to create with both Joy and Lady, and also just the incredible work that we do for conservation. It's truly empowering to know that our girls are advocates for all other black bears and honestly all other exotic animals in the world. And I'm just honored to be a part of something, you know, that yearns for such goodness and for giving back. And so, yeah, just knowing that we're able to do something bigger and not, you know, for ourselves is just incredible. And I just feel humbled every time I see them and reminded of how blessed we are.
That's good, Bailey. My office window faces the habitat. And so even when I'm not at the habitat, I get to look to my right and just get to watch the hundreds of people, of students, of families, of professors, of visitors, of incoming students, of school-age kids, you know, all in between, get to come and see them up close each day. And just the idea that we get the privilege of having a beautiful habitat with beautiful bears is really fun and grateful. And, you know, all the students that help take care of them, we have a big group chat. So throughout the day, you know, they just send pictures of each other of what the bears are doing during the day, you know, checking in on them, what they're eating. And it's fun to be a part of that community that cares and loves for our bears so well.
Well, that's fantastic. I really appreciate you all sharing that and your insights, really taking us inside of allowing us to see it through your eyes and getting to know Joy and Lady a little bit better. So thank you both so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Derek. I hope to see you at the habitat soon.
Will do. And thank you as well, Bailey. Appreciate you coming on and sharing. Not every day we get to talk to a student bear trainer.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you. Bailey Havis, a rising senior at Baylor, one of two lead caretakers for Joy and Lady in the Baylor Bear Program, and Dakota Farquhar Cadell, Associate Director of Student Activities and the Robert Reed Director of the Baylor Chamber of Commerce, our guest today here on Baylor Connections. I'm Derek Smith. A reminder, you can hear this and other programs online, baylor.edu/connections. Thanks for joining us here on Baylor Connections.